Warning, we are a spoilers podcast. At times, we are also an offensive podcast. And we are most certainly a verbally explicit podcast. So if you fear for any of your delicate sensibilities, please back up now before you reach the point of no return. All right, pussies, this is your final warning.
You guys, the rum is gone. Why is the rum always gone?
Because you're a fucking alcoholic. Yeah, welcome to Cinematic Anarchy, where Miss B keeps drinking all the rum.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just fair.
Close to all of it, anyway.
No, I drank all the rum last night.
You did?
I did.
The rum that I gave you?
Yeah.
You drank all of it?
Well, the bottle of Malibu, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, I didn't give you a full
and,
bottle
like,
of
half
rum.
Half bottle of wine.
I didn't give you the full bottle
of
rum.
The Malibu was full.
It was?
Yeah.
I thought we had used that.
You probably did, but it was like 90% full.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought I had...
I got a nice little buzz last night.
I mean, I really thought that I gave you a lot more than... No, I gave you plenty, I guess. Okay, a full bottle.
Oh, yeah, no, you gave me, plenty. So what am I looking at?
Oh, that's moonshine right there.
Best
oh, my God.
Shit.
Appalachian apple pie moonshine. Yum.
Oh, yeah.
Yum. Today's subject. I'm just going to get right to it because I saw we can talk about the moonshine.
I think we already got the subject from the opening.
Right.
Where's the rum gone?
The rum? Yes, we are going to be talking about Johnny Depp and avoiding talking about the other blonde person, the thing, that one, the woman.
That. Whatever that is.
I know that is one of those things that they made that whole comment about the 10-foot pole on. Yeah.
Wouldn't touch it.
Yep. So we'll make some slight commentary about the trial here, and we'll talk about films that we've watched with Johnny Depp, and I watched way too much this week. I needed a Johnny Depp palate cleanser after a while. You know? So I ended up watching this morning. I watched Stepfather 1 and 2 with Terry O'Quinn to clean my palate of the... And then I started picturing whether or not Johnny Depp would have done that role fairly well.
Johnny Depp does every role fairly well.
Johnny Depp has been typecast completely and utterly. Okay? Right. If you go through all of the movies that he's been in, 90% of them, he has been typecast as either an alcoholic, somebody with substance abuse issues, or emotional issues.
Or a gangster.
Some of his gangster
roles.
He did
that animated movie.
Some of his gangster roles.
Where he was the gecko.
He had either alcohol or substance abuse issues.
Rango.
There we go. That's what it is.
Well, that was
I watched the behind the scenes of him doing Rango. It was freaking hilarious.
You can't make Rango an opium addict. I'm sorry. It's a kid's movie. An opium addicted gecko?
Shit.
I called it a geico, not a gecko.
It's a kid movie. They put a dick on the cover of The Little Mermaid.
I remember that.
Oh, the penis castle.
Yeah, they put a penis on it.
Well, the mermaids have to have fun, too.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not just a kid's movie. Like,
it's a bit of an orgy under the sea. They cut that part out of Sebastian's song.
Shrek definitely should not be considered a children's movie.
There was a Shrek? No.
The first one.
None of Shrek.
Not a children's movie. Although it's way more fun to watch it when you're younger and not know what they're talking about. And then to rewatch it when you're older, you're like, oh my God, you like show it to your nephew or something. You're like, come sit and watch this. This is the best movie. And you're like, nope, we're turning this off. This is not this is for old people. This is not kid appropriate. Who put G on this?
While things that were primarily run by Disney may have only accidentally added things that kind of looked like what ended up in those films, like the sex in the clouds and Lion King and the dildo on the Little Mermaid cover, when it came to like DreamWorks and Pixar, they were blatant about the sexual overtones.
Yep.
They were like,
they're like, we'll make eye contact with the camera if we have to.
we don't want the parents to be bored, so we're going to make some little innuendos here and there that'll hopefully fly over the little kid's head, but, you know.
What the fuck is
Nickelodeon trying to pass off Ren and Stimpy as a fucking kid's show?
Ren, no.
That's not a children's show.
No. So bad! Children's show. I watched that shit when I was fucking living down in Cambridge, and...
That's not a children's
so
show.
So bad!
That's not. No, kids should
no
not
No wonder my mom that. Never wanted to be watching fucking Nickelodeon.
Don't pee on kids. The electric fence.
Gotta save that for the Nick at Night.
Right?
Nick at Night.
I thought that's what that... I thought that's what it was, though. I thought that Ren and Stimpy went along with, like, the late-night liquid television. It was, like, the late-night Cartoon Network stuff before Cartoon Network had their own thing.
Yeah, Adult Swim.
Yeah.
I don't remember it being on late. I remember watching it during the day, right?
I thought that, well, I mean, that was after the first set of, like, the first set of Ren and Stimpy. Like, they had, like, a whole primetime Beavis and Butthead, Ren and Stimpy... They had Liquid Television, which was like a bunch of different shorts that had like Aeon Flux and Max, I believe, in it.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of different adult-based cartoons that they played sort of prime time. And then they started putting it all over the place because, you know, they had less music videos and more reality television to put in prime time. So then your Ren and Stimpy and Beavis and Butthead ended up midday, you know. Because, you know, those stoners, they're still smoking at 12. They may not be getting up for that first shift, maybe second shift, or possibly third. Who knows?
Yes, I am still
I miss
getting
those
up
marijuana
at
commercials.
11 o'clock in the morning. Thank you for shout-out, Chris. Real appreciated.
I miss those marijuana commercials where, like, the chick was, like, melting into the fucking couch.
Oh, this is your brain on drugs.
Right?
I wish that was my body without drugs.
I told you about that t-shirt, my first license. I had the t-shirt that said, if this is your brain on drugs, and then they had, then this is your brain with two pieces of toast and a side of bacon, like, on the bottom. But when I had to go get my license, I had the shirt on, and all you saw me with a glazed look, and then, if this is your brain,
this
on,
is your
drugs.
Brain on drugs.
Yes.
So, his license picture was an anti-drug ad. They were like, can we keep this, actually? We're going to use this in our brochures.
I will tell you that my license picture got me out of a couple of speeding tickets. Because
I hope you fucking framed that shit.
It's long since gone. I lost it when I originally moved down to Georgia, unfortunately. But
son of a bitch!
I had one cop that pulled me over for speeding, and he was halfway back to his car looking over my license, and then you just saw him sort of double over for a minute, hands on knees, just kind of, he came back, he goes, you're lucky I have a good sense of humor, he goes, I appreciate the license, here's a warning.
Oh my god,
that's fucking great.
So,
that's great.
So, hey,
what Johnny Depp video movies did you guys watch, besides, you know, the trial?
Way, way too many. I ended everything last night. I actually rented From Hell. That was a good movie.
Oh,
a really good movie.
I love From Hell. Oh my god, it's such a good movie.
I watched Gilbert Grape for the first time.
First time?
Gilbert Grape. Okay, no, that movie just like makes
definitely
me so
one
sad.
Of his best.
That
I
was...
cry. I always cry during What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
It's so sad.
I'm going to say this, and you got to let me finish my statement before you guys start killing me, okay? The movie What's Eating Gilbert Grape was the biggest reason why I am currently disappointed with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Because the range that he showed in that film, the fact that he has been sort of subpar, outside of stuff like maybe The Revenant, you know, his acting has been sort of... subdued. He can really push the envelope if he wants to, and he only chooses roles that basically are different variations on one kind of character. You know?
Yeah.
So
I like Johnny Depp and Leonardo DiCaprio in What's Eating Gilbert Grape. I think it took a while after What's Eating Gilbert Grape for me to like movies that Leonardo DiCaprio were in, or think that they showed any type of like real emotional range.
Yeah.
You know?
Juliette Lewis, I was kind of neither here nor there about in the movie. Eh.
Yeah, no, I was kind of, I didn't really have an opinion on her performance, unfortunately. Yeah. But then again, I didn't really think the movie was about her. You know what I mean?
It wasn't!
You focus on the people who the movie is about, and everyone else is just, like, an added character.
Yeah, she's just there.
Let's see, what else did I end up watching? I ended up watching the first Pirates of the Caribbean movies. First of them. I didn't watch the rest.
I mean, you should watch the rest.
I should watch the rest.
It's always a good idea.
But as Miss B will tell you, I'm currently in the middle of a little project, and I've been binge-watching a lot of movies, so it has been my goal since the beginning of last month, from the beginning of what was April this year on to April of next year, the end of April next year, I am going to be watching a total of 500 movies. But...
Yeah, I know, I had the same look.
Here's the thing. I can only count...
That's more than a movie a day.
Right. Well, if I binge watch a lot of movies on the weekends, and, like, what I'll do is I'll, like, watch a movie while I'm, like, cooking and doing my stuff in the afternoons after work, and then maybe watch one before bedtime, you know. I have plenty of time to fit the stuff in and have the movies playing in the background and kind of watch it passively.
Is there criteria for these 500 movies?
Yes, the biggest criteria is it cannot be something that I've watched previously. So, I can...
Oh, well, yeah, I know.
No problem. There are movies made all the damn time!
Right.
People who are, like, major stars make movies, and I have no idea that they're happening.
Keep in mind...
So, like, that's super easy.
Keep in mind that that means that I cannot do most of the movies that we do for this podcast. Like, most of what I watched... for this podcast this week was all for nothing, because I've already seen Rango, I've already seen the original Pirates of the Caribbean, but the other Pirates of the Caribbean movies I can add to my list. I've seen Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, which I'm
gonna watch. I know how to play the Davy Jones song on the piano.
What?
I know how to play the Davy Jones song on the piano.
Okay.
Ooh, girl.
You said Davy Jones, and the first thing in my head was the Monkees. You know, I'm thinking Davy Jones.
For shame. This is why you need to watch the other Pirates movies.
I know. Come on, man. Jeez.
Well, get with the times.
Get with the times.
I've been binge
finish
watching.
Finish what you started. It's not good to not finish things, Chris.
Hey, I've been I have been binge watching Moon Knight, which I really like.
I still gotta watch that.
I haven't watched it yet.
It is good. It is good.
Yes? I don't ever want to hate Marvel. I don't ever want to hate it, and I'm afraid that if I, like, you know, the original six and the storyline, like the shows and everything up until Infinity Wars and Endgame, like, I can't bring myself to watch anymore, because I don't want to hate it. You left behind such a beautiful legacy, and it's just like, I can't. Like, I know
I'm really excited for the new, like, Scarlet Witch, Doctor Strange movie.
Okay. It's already out, isn't it?
Do you feel...
Yeah.
Yes.
I want your opinions. Do you feel like they're trying to move Scarlet Witch into where Black Widow had just left a hole?
Oh, absolutely.
Female lead in the group.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say, Scarlet Witch has played a secondary character for a little while, and I think that she deserves... After the WandaVision television show, she definitely deserves a more prominent place.
I do too, but I think she cried at that shit.
But you also realize that they just opened up the opportunity to literally have Scarlett Johansson and Robert Downey Jr. rejoin the cast. Right. You know that, right? Think about it this way. Okay.
What?
They have the whole multiverse thing that they opened up at the end of Loki, the whole reason why the newest Spider-Man movie exists, the fact that they had all three Spider-Man is that all sorts of multiverses opened up, meaning that they could potentially go into a multiverse and find a Robert Downey Jr. version of Iron Man again. However, there's also... Here's the drawback to that idea. Here's the drawback. Because when you look at Spider-Man, three different people play Spider-Man as Peter Parker, that also opens up the shittier possibility that you could go into the multiverse and find a Tom Cruise guy playing, you know, Iron Man somewhere. Yeah, see the look? I see the look
on
the faces.
Hold on a second. Okay, let me just say this, and I may be taking this out of context.
That would be fucking disgraceful.
Okay.
I'm probably taking this out of context.
I trip on my tongue all the time.
Go with it. I did not see the most recent Spider-Man movie.
Oh my God, watch
it. I didn't see it yet.
Oh my God, watch
it. You're going to love it.
I know. I've seen clips and I'm just like, first of all, Andrew Garfield is my Spider-Man. So just the chance to see him again is just so amazing. But I haven't seen it yet. Here's my thing. I saw something where it was, what is it? Harry Osborn. What's his dad's name again? Harvey?
Norman.
There we go.
Norman Osborn. Yes.
It was Harvey. What the fuck?
Harvey Norman Dent. You're thinking Harvey Dent. Yes. Go. Completely different thing.
Like, when William Dafoe showed up on the screen, was he not saying, like, I tried to go back to where my house was, but there was, like, a whole other place there with a whole other person living there? Doesn't that make me... It made me think, like, what if in Tom Holland's Spider-Verse, like, universe, right?
Right.
Norman Osborn is actually Tony Stark. It's just he didn't turn evil. Like, he used all of that, like, knowledge and research and shit to build a suit and become a good guy.
Right. I mean, there are actual...
But did that happen? Am I taking that out of context, or did I miss that?
Read the comic books. Because it's happened.
He straight up said that. Did he not? Did Norman Osborn not say, I tried to go back to my house, but there was another guy living there with another person's name on the building?
Yes.
So, okay, is that not... Tony, because where has he been? If there's actually a Norman Osborn in Tom Holland's universe as Spider-Man,
right?
Where has Norman Osborn been? Like, his best friend?
That was the Andrew Garfield one.
If you've noticed, in this version, the MCU, Tony Stark is in the same sort of position, like, not the same sort of position, like, he's the Iron Man version of what Norman Osborn would have been if he had been a good guy, not a bad guy.
Yes, that's right. What I'm saying, because he's got, like, all the money, he's got all the tech, all the research, all the smarts. He's super duper smart, just like Norman. He flies around in a metal ensemble, much like the Green Goblin.
But there's no mention of Norman Osborn.
In this universe, Tony Stark is... Then that means that his daughter, Morgan, is going to be the one that ends up trying to... you know how Spider-Man has a best friend?
Yes.
It's Harry Osborn?
Yes.
And Harry Osborn's dad dies, and it's Spider-Man's fault? Like Harry perceives it as being Spider-Man's fault?
Oh my fucking God, I'm fucking...
What if Morgan is going to grow up and blame Tom Holland for killing her dad, and now that's how you're going to get the next Green Goblin in the Spider-Verse? Everyone thinks it's going to be his friend Ned. I don't fucking think so.
Oh my fucking God!
Who wants me on their Marvel team, guys?
Welcome to MCU conspiracy theories.
I know Stanley's gone and he's really hard to replace, and, you know, perfection doesn't exist, but damn, I'll do my best.
So, that's actually a pretty good theory. If I'm entirely honest.
Fucking mind blown!
Mind blown. Mind blown.
But here's the thing. They've also said that it's entirely possible that they may pull Chris Evans back into the MCU by using his old Johnny Storm character from the Fantastic Four.
I would love that. I honestly would. I feel like Chris Evans is a fantastic Captain America. I'm not saying he's not, but Fantastic Four movies, I just feel like Chris Evans' personality would be Johnny Storm if he
fucking right
left.
Right,
like, he's a really funny dude in real life. Like, he's very carefree. He's just not as much of, like, a tight ass as Captain America is, you know?
Yeah,
he has a tight but okay. He is as well. And Chris Evans isn't, like, I know Chris Evans has talked about, like, having a lot of anxiety and stuff, but, like, when you see him hang out with people, like, even, like, the other Marvel people, when they go on shows, like, him and Elizabeth Olsen did Ellen, like, years ago, where they did, like, a dance thing. Like, he's just a goofy dude. You know what I mean? Like, and also, think about where he's from. Like, he's from our area. You know what I mean? Like, he's from Mass. So, it's like...
All right.
We have that kind of personality where we're
I just can't really take Chris Evans seriously after Not Another Teen Movie.
No. Oh, right.
with the fucking whipped cream on his titties and his dick.
I love
banana
that movie.
Between his ass cheeks.
I love it. It's so good.
All right.
Oh my god.
All right. My
I
friends.
Think that that's great. Can we not cast Jessica Alba to play that girl though?
No, but Kate Mara did a pretty good job.
We can get the new suit Storm.
Mara.
We need a new suit.
There was a recent fucking Fantastic Four, right?
Is that not who I'm thinking of? Kate Mara? Was she not the newest Sue Storm?
I don't fucking know. I didn't watch the new one.
I don't know. I'm using my phone to be on the podcast, so I can't look.
I'm going to steer this ADHD derailed bus back onto the tracks here, back onto the road.
I know.
And I'm going to say, if you could take any Marvel character and replace the lead character with Johnny Depp, who would it be? Any character.
Happy.
I've only got one. You said Loki. Something, Miss B.
Happy. Tony Stark's fucking bodyguard guy.
You'd make him the side character? A side character?
Happy is not a side character.
I would make him.
He's in every fucking Marvel film.
I would make him Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange?
Yeah. Hey.
Okay.
Nothing about Benedict Cucumber Patch, but. You know, I nothing against him at all, but I really do think that of all the characters, I'm not replacing Robert Downey Jr. Not going to happen. All right?
No.
Even though I think Johnny Depp could do decent as Tony Stark, I really think that he would do a fantastic job in the Doctor Strange role because he can take that sort of out there personality that he brings to a lot of roles and really do it up.
Oh, see, I was thinking more like Loki. But I was just thinking of Johnny Depp playing Jack Sparrow in a Marvel movie, that would be Loki.
Either
in
that,
my brain.
And I'm gonna say this, and anybody that happens to like Channing Tatum, I'm fucking sorry, okay? But they were talking about for the longest time putting Channing Tatum in the role of the X-Men's Gambit, right? Who is this kind of he's a Cajun superhero that uses his kinetic abilities to, like, superpower different types of playing cards and throw them at people.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
I think that Johnny Depp would do a pretty good job as that.
I'm just a fan of him playing that. You know?
No. You know who would be a good Gambit? The guy that plays... Oh, the fucking hypnotist guy from Gotham.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He would make a good Gambit.
I could see that.
I don't remember his fucking name.
All right.
I haven't seen that show in its entirety.
Getting back to what people have
Johnny
watched.
Depp.
Johnny Depp. We're Team Johnny, if you can't tell here. Fuck Amber Heard. I said her name. Damn it. Now I need to wash my mouth out.
I know. Gross.
Do we have soap? Borax? Acid? Something.
Bleach?
A little lie.
Yeah, just a little swish of some soap, you know?
That's rat and poison.
Spit Don't it swallow. Out, just like we're going to spit her out.
Okay, so anything else you guys watched that kind of stood out with Johnny Depp in it?
I watched Dark Shadows this morning.
Dark Shadows.
He literally, he's the embodiment of one of the Sim vampires from Sims 4. He's fucking Vlad.
Right?
The way he fucking rises up out of his coffin and does the yawn thing, that's exactly how the fucking Sims behave.
Exactly. His over-the-top performance as Barnabas Collins was absolutely beautiful. It really was.
Perfect. I like that movie. I also like...
Yes?
Well, I mean, to be honest, like, I watched Alice in Wonderland, because he was in it.
Right.
You know, the second one was when he got his finger cut off.
It is?
Yes.
Like,
he has a Band-Aid on his finger, and it was recorded around the time that he got it cut off.
Oh,
it came out in 2016.
That's so rude.
Okay.
When he lets go of Alice's hands when she goes back through the fucking portal back to her own world, it shows him letting go, and he's got like a thimble or like some black tape around his finger.
That's terrible.
Heartbreaking.
You said you watched Rango, right?
I love Rango.
Rango, yes. You saw.
I watched him do, but I didn't watch the movie. I had seen behind the scenes footage of him doing the voice recording for Rango and how he acted it out as he was doing the recording. I had seen that, and it was really the dedication. And honestly, I think that that's what gets me about Johnny Depp, is there are some actors where no matter what they play, you go, like Nicolas Cage, ready? No matter what he's in, you're like, that's Nicolas Cage.
That's Nicolas Cage. Exactly.
But you could watch an entire movie, and someone at the end could be like, yeah, that was Johnny Depp the whole time, and you wouldn't have known.
Right?
Right.
The dedication in this man, the commitment to the freaking act, like, to the movies that he signs on for, I spent a lot of time, when I watched his movies, I spent a lot of time just focusing solely on him, so I don't even feel like I really watched the movies, it was just watching Johnny Depp. But, like, the little nuances that he does, like, with his facial movements, the inflections on his voice, just, like, even down to different accents, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's just, like, the thought in my head that the same guy who plays Willy Wonka in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory also plays the detective in From Hell, also plays Jack
Whitey
Sparrow,
fucking Bulger.
Also plays Whitey Bulger. Like,
yep.
Dude, I had to squint real hard to make sure I saw Johnny Depp as Whitey Bulger. I was like, who the fuck is that?
Neither of you have actually watched Rango?
No.
I watched it
years ago when it came out, but I hadn't watched it like recently. That wasn't on the movies. One of the movies I watched.
I'll just mention this very quickly then, because it's not something that would resonate with you right this second, but if you sit down and watch it again, at the very opening moments of Rango, when they have that whole accident and he ends up on the highway, one of the cars that almost runs him over is the vehicle from Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Oh, no shit!
So his character and Benicio Del Toro's character from Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, Leaving Las Vegas, that's Nick Cage, sorry. They almost drive over him. So he does a little cameo of himself from another movie within his own movie.
I'm gonna have to rewatch Rango.
I feel like that, like, Johnny Depp does that, like, and it comes out of nowhere. Like, 21 Jump Street at the end when he was one of the cops.
I have no idea!
I was like, whoa, what the fuck? It's just like, it's so dumb because it's like, there's no need for Johnny Depp to be there. But damn, was I happy he was there, man.
Wait.
I was like, I like this movie. Like, this was a 4-star. This is a 5-star movie now. That's what this is.
Did you just say there was no reason for Johnny Depp to be in a 21 Jump Street movie?
No, that's not what I meant. I just meant like, okay, that's not what I meant.
No.
He was just put there at random.
I understand that he's the one. He did it first. I get it. Johnny Depp. I get it. He did 21 Jump Street. I got it.
Johnny!
I'm just saying, like, the tone of the movie was so ridiculous and so funny that I just did not it didn't cross my mind. Because I also thought, like, the two major stars in that movie were Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill. You know what I mean? So I just didn't expect it, because they also had Don Riggle. That's not his name. Last name's Riggles. First name, I don't think it's Don. Is it Ron Riggles?
No. I think it's...
I'm not thinking of it right.
I know who you're talking about. Movie. I think it's Ron, actually. I think you're right.
Ron, okay. He's in it. Dave Franco's in it. Like, there were stars in that
fucking
movie.
Ice Cube.
I was just like, you know, I just didn't expect it, and I was just like, damn, that's hilarious.
Well, I would have been disappointed if Johnny didn't show up in that movie. I really would have.
I was expecting them to have a... You know what? I think it's because I was expecting them to have more of, like, a prominent role in it.
Right.
And not just, like, a little cameo at the end.
Yeah.
So when I didn't see them throughout the movie, I was like, oh, I guess they're, like, not going to do it.
Okay.
And didn't think... I don't know. It was just a surprise when I saw him there. I was like, oh, that's Johnny Depp.
It was fucking fantastic.
Right? Well, I mean, like I said, I was actually watching 21 Jump Street as well. Like, I wasn't, like, watching it. Like, it was one of those things, it's like, I need background noise to go to sleep to.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm like, okay, well, we're doing the Johnny Depp thing this weekend, so I'll play a little Johnny Depp in 21 Jump Street. And I had to turn it off the second night because the commercials were starting to get to me, because there's no place to watch it without the commercials attached to it or purchasing it outright.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the original 21 Jump Street, the television show, took itself way too seriously for what it fucking was. Yeah. And the movies went completely the other way and didn't take itself even remotely seriously.
That's what I mean. So I'm like, I just didn't expect it because I'm like, this is so crazy. This is so funny. And then it just...
Nice. I get...
It was a nice little surprise.
That Channing Tatum, a lot of his stuff gets typecast as sort of the hunky guy or the, I guess, the sex symbol in the movie. You know, when you have like, you know, a couple of Nicholas Sparks movies, and he was also in the Magic Mike stuff, and Step Up was one of his films, I believe, as well. And I really feel that he missed a bit of a calling, not kind of doing some like outright comedies, like some more action comedies. Oh, he really should have.
He was really funny in that movie.
Yes, yes.
He just was playing so dumb. Like when the teacher's trying to get him to, like, he's at the dance and they're like trying to run from the guy, and the teacher's like, "What are you doing here? Oh my god, what are you doing? No, you have to go. No, stay. Don't leave me." And he's just like, "What are you fucking doing?" It's like, I have time for this. She's like, "Never leave me. Oh my god, you have to go right now." And he's just, I don't know. I think that he's a really, you're right. He could have done a lot more comedy movies. And I think that he got typecast at an early stage in his career. And what potential is being wasted?
Gender flip. You know?
Yeah.
Gender flip movie. Channing Tatum for the lead role in a male version of Never Been Kissed.
I wouldn't believe it.
Why not?
I wouldn't believe it. You'd have to put prosthetics on the man. I wouldn't believe it. I'd be like,
come on, okay.
I'll fix that right now. Movie over.
Fine. Jonah Hill.
He looks good. Whatever. He can get it too.
I think Jonah Hill looked better when he had the weight on him. I really do.
You know what? I know he hates when people comment about his weight. I thought he was attractive when he was bigger. I thought he's attractive now. You know what I mean? Like, it's just...
When he was bigger, he had sort of that cute, cuddly thing going on. I'm commenting on guys, so pardon me for just a minute there. He had sort of the cute, cuddly thing going on. Right now, he kind of has that, I want to say, like, a laid-back stoner thing going. He really does. He
looks strung out.
He does.
You know who looks really good?
Yes. Who?
Seth Rogen.
What?
You know what? I'm going to have to agree.
Seth Rogen can get it. He's daddy.
All right.
Plus his pottery. I mean, come on. Listen,
Seth Rogen was younger, I thought he had like that whole like chubby guy, really funny. Like, he was the guy that you would feel safe with if you were stuck in an elevator. You know what I'm talking about? So, and then he got older, and he did lose like a little bit of weight, but more just like he became more mature, more sure of himself. He started, making ashtrays and the pottery, and like,
I guess I could feel safe with him if I was stuck in an elevator, but I don't feel safe with him if I'm being chased by zombies. I'm outrunning him.
Seth wrote, honestly, Chris, you could outrun me. I'm a slow runner, and I don't like to run anyway. And at that point, honestly, I'd be like, how long could I run for? When is this? It's not a matter of if the zombie's gonna get me, it's when. You know what I mean? So it's like, just let it go. Just let it happen.
I mean, just wait for the adrenaline to kick in. It will. It'll kick in fast.
But you know what? I might also be like a really cool zombie.
Who knows?
You know, like, I was a cool human. Maybe I'd be a cool zombie.
Oh my god, like the fucking, what was it? What was that movie where the zombies like come back to life? Warm Bodies.
Warm Bodies.
Warm Bodies!
I have a little bit of trouble with that, though. All it takes is a little love. Just some love. To bring them back to life. Love is the cure. That was right up... I appreciated the movie a little bit more than, like, Twilight, but it was right up there. Like...
Hold on. Take it... What? Speaking of Twilight...
Okay.
I have to say... So, this past weekend... I saw the new Batman movie.
It's so good.
And the whole time, all I kept thinking was,
this is the skin of a killer, Bella.
I'm like, in a second, Edward Cullen's going to step out of the shadows and dazzle us with his sparkly skin.
I honestly would have died if they had just give him 5 seconds of the movie in a sparkly bat suit. That's all I asked.
But they tried to make it look like he had really, like, worked out for this. Like, he was really ripped.
He didn't look like he worked out at all, no.
He's just hunching. I watched it. He's hunched over to make it look like he's got a bigger back. Like, sir, I'm sorry. And then he shaved his chest. I'm like, so you'll shave your chest for Batman where no one's going to fucking see it. But when you were going to be shirtless for all these little girls, you couldn't have just shaved your goddamn chest, bro.
He was topless in Batman.
We wanted one thing back then, all right? One thing. We just wanted to be dazzled with a hot man, and instead we got skinny and patchy chest hair. And listen, I grew up and I enjoy chest hair now, but back then you broke my heart, man. You can't be doing that for Batman.
He had a shirtless scene for Batman, though.
Listen, if he was cast as Aquaman, I could see it, but you're going to be Batman. You don't need to be shirtless. Your whole suit covers your whole body.
Where is it said that Batman has to be hairless, too?
He doesn't have to be hairless. He just is. Who said that?
I mean, did he have to wax himself to the point that he looked like a little boy? I didn't think that was necessary.
Didn't Christian Bale have chest hair?
I'm pretty sure Christian Bale had chest hair.
I believe so, yes. I believe so. And you can almost guarantee that Michael Keaton, George Clooney, Val Kilmer all had chest hair.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, the fuck?
Especially Clooney.
But all I'm saying is, like, you know, your time to shave your chest hair was then, sir, you know?
Yeah.
This is when I want to see it.
Okay. All
I could think the whole time, I'm not saying it was a bad movie, and honestly, come at me if you want to, I had really no opinion on it. It wasn't better than the Batmans that I've seen, it wasn't worse than some of the Batmans that I've seen, it was just there, it was a Batman movie.
I ranked it second place. I think it's right behind Dark Knight. Dark Knight was like the upper echelon of the Batman movies.
I'd rather watch Batman Returns than watch that Robert Pattinson movie again. I'm sorry. Whatever. Like I said, come for me if you want. But that's all I was going to movie. Every time they showed a dark alley, I'm like, he's about to come out and sparkle. Batman's true weapon.
He cannot sparkle in the dark. It has to be daylight.
Like the one moment where he's like, I'm Batman.
That's why you didn't get it. That's why you didn't get to see him sparkle, is because at best you saw the sun, like, just rising in any scene with Batman. That's it.
But if you step under a streetlight, you're still going to sparkle.
If you get Gotham in the daylight, he will sparkle. You just got to wait for
it. You couldn't have even given me jazz hands, is all I'm saying. No. Not even jazz, like, just a little razzle dazzle. That's all I wanted. Just a little razzle dazzle.
Just a little razzle dazzle.
Well, we could have tried, but yeah.
I would have killed for a bedazzled fucking bat suit.
Listen, I just
no.
It wasn't better than the Dark Knight. I'm gonna tell you that it wasn't better than the Dark Knight.
I think,
and it was better than some of the other ones I've seen.
I think of all the actors that were in that particular movie, though, it wasn't him. It wasn't Robert Pattinson that I thought did the best job. I think that Colin Farrell did the best job.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know it was Colin Farrell.
Right, me neither.
I was like, and I knew he was wearing a fat suit because I'd seen behind the scenes that he was wearing a fat suit. So I'm trying to look, and I'm like,
you know, he went so method for that movie, he refused to break character even when he wasn't on set for the entire time they were filming.
Oh, I believe it.
I believe it, too.
He stayed in character the entire time. I guess, like, a couple of people that worked at a Starbucks local to where the set is. He actually was walking in completely in character for the movie.
Nice.
So basically it was Colin Farrell as the Penguin at Starbucks.
Yeah, you know, I don't care what anybody says. Cameron Monaghan is the best Joker.
I agree. I
can't agree with that. I haven't seen him as the Joker yet. They had that little thing. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the guy in this movie. No, I know what you're talking about.
Gotham.
Okay, listen.
My brain just hemorrhaged for a minute. Pardon me for a moment.
Miss B, you have just said a very controversial statement because I feel it that it's true, but I also feel that it's not true. And we all know why.
Well, okay, so the only reason that Heath Ledger's Joker is so fucking iconic is because he died. Let's be honest.
I don't think so. It's creepy.
I mean, yes, it's creepy. Okay. He fucking took it to a whole new level. He did amazing with it. But Cameron Monaghan has collectively, successfully, mastered the collective Joker. Fucking styles of, like, Mark Hamill and fucking Heath Ledger and fucking, like, Jack Nicholson. Like, he's done so fucking good.
There was even a little bit of Cesar Romero in it, from the original Batman TV show.
I will say this. If I'm going for, like, a classic villain, like a classic Joker, like, if I wanted to see the Joker of my childhood brought to life on screen, Cameron Monaghan.
Cameron fucking Monaghan! Dude fucking kills it!
If I wanted to see a more modern version of the Joker, one that I would believe would actually be walking the streets.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Right.
Or Heath Ledger. Joaquin Phoenix. Only. And honestly, I think part of the reason why people are starting to think Heath Ledger didn't, not that he didn't do a good job, but just that it wasn't as great as it was. These people are also having longer times to develop their characters. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Joker had a whole movie about him.
Right.
Like, Joker was in that Batman movie with Christian Bale, but he wasn't the, like, main thing, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. So he had a whole, like, backstory that he could create. And same thing with Gotham, with it being a TV show, if you have a longer time to explain a backstory and create character development. With a movie, it's like you're basing it off of what's already happened in the past, and you're trying to make it your own. Like, that's why that's what I think Jared Leto tried to do with the Joker, and it was a miss. It was a miss.
Oh, my God. Awful.
Like, I don't know where he was aiming, but it wasn't on point at all. But I think that if, like, say if there were more you know how Christian Bale was in more Batman movies after Heath Ledger died? If he hadn't passed away, if he had more time to be that character, and it was good for him, because it wasn't good for him to do that character. It ended up being the domino in the end result. But if it was, then I think it could have been so much more. And I think that's why people are like, that's the best one, because the potential for that to be what it could have been, and like the fact that we'll never know that, it's like you can't even say that it wasn't good. You know what I mean? It's timeless. Like, oh.
So,
but I will agree with you. First of all, Joaquin Phoenix's Joker was fantastic.
Oh my God, so fucking good.
That movie was very good, and I think that it really did a fantastic idea of showing what can lead a person to that. The importance of mental health and how rampant mental illness is. That's like, this isn't just a game anymore. This could be someone that lives down the street from you. You know what I mean? It made it more personal, like, for you on a personal level. Like, Heath Ledger's Joker was creepy. Right. When you're a kid, the Joker's the bad guy. When you're older, you understand the Joker because you've lived longer. You have experience, you have wisdom, and you see their backstory, and you're like, damn, I've been like that.
Yep.
And then you get Joaquin
Phoenix. Damn, I kind of get it.
It's like a progression. Joaquin Phoenix, I would like to say that he's probably my favorite. But I like that you bring up Cameron Monaghan because he's in a TV show. He has more time to build that character and perfect it. So if they ever did a movie and cast him as it, chef's
kiss. Oh my God, it'd be so fucking amazing.
Chef's kiss.
Well, I think they already chef's passed kiss. Over that with the gentleman that's currently slated to be the Joker in the movie here.
Who the fuck is that?
Oh God, I'm trying to bring up the...
Give us Cameron!
No, you're not going to get it.
Unfortunately, you're not going to get it.
Step on my dreams, Christopher.
I thought it was Cameron for a second. It kind of sounded like him, did it not?
It did!
It sounded like him. It sounded like classic Joker, so I was like, oh my God, are they going to do it? Are they going to bring this man out the shadows after Shameless, after Gotham? Are they going to do it? And it didn't look like him, and I was like...
Ian was my favorite fucking character in Shameless.
Ian was a great... Mickey was my favorite.
Here's funny, I'm trying to...
Oh my God, Mickey. Ian and Mickey just together.
I'm trying to bring up the guy's name, and I can't find it at all.
Sorry, we're late for a racist meeting at the Pizza Hut.
Awesome. His name is Barry Keoghan.
Oh no! I love him. He was an Eternal.
So apparently, he's going to be playing as the Joker in this particular set of movies. They had just a little snippet at the very end of the film with him talking to Paul Dano as the Riddler.
I am holding off
judgment until I actually see it. I do not judge things based off of little snips like that. It looks like it could be good, but we're going to have to see.
I love that actor. I think he did a really good job in Eternals, and I think that he's muy caliente.
They are currently in the DCU retooling things to do about the same thing they're doing in the MCU right now with the Flash movie that's supposed to be coming up, kind of opening up the multiverse. Because in the original set of DC comics, basically, there were several different Earths, several different realities, dimensions that you could go from one to one to one to one. So they had a multiverse of their own at one point until Crisis on Infinite Earths fused it into one thing. And that's sort of what they're kind of approaching. So now you have the potential of having different characters, kind of like what they did with the TV show, that have played, you know, Superman, Batman, The Flash, kind of showing up in DC movies. So they're trying to steal a page out of what they're already doing with the MCU and adding it to the... I don't know. They're not being unique to themselves.
DC thing to do.
Well, I think DC actually did it first in the comics, but unfortunately DC is doing it after the fact with the movies, so I don't think it's going to resonate quite as well.
Barry's hopping. He's hopping franchise.
Yeah?
Okay. He was in the Marvel franchise and the Eternals. Now he's like, ha, I'm going to go be Joker now.
Okay, now I know who you're talking about. The kid from How to Kill a Sacred Deer. The Killing of a Sacred Deer.
Okay. It's just like...
Yeah.
That's not my choice for the Joker.
All right, I don't want to say
he'd do a bad job because he's a good actor, but at the same time, not my choice.
I'm going to go ahead and take us kicking and screaming into our sponsors by saying one thing. Johnny Depp was actually not a decent replacement for Heath Ledger. Was not a bad replacement for Heath Ledger when they did the Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus. Technically, it took three different guys to do the role of Heath Ledger from that movie, because you had him, you had Colin Farrell, who we've already talked about, and you had Jude Law all playing the same character. But the first one was Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back. All right. As usual, thank you for sticking around for that very short sponsorship announcement there, just because, you know, well, somebody's got to pay us, right?
Yes.
Even if it's not much and it's basically enough to just keep us going and get us new little bits of equipment every once in a while, they're still keeping us going. So.
Yeah.
And it's the people who listen that actually make the sponsor pay us, so thank you too. We're slowly, slowly reaching 50,000 listens after the 3 years. So, it's a lot. I mean, 3 years, but, you know, whatever. Anyway, moving into a little game, which both of my good friends here, Miss Peyton and Miss B, have looked at me and rolled their eyes regarding this. Like, what we're going to do is we're going to play a little... alternate universe game of our own, where Johnny Depp doesn't exist and other people had to play his most prominent roles. Okay? So we're going to, I'm guessing, with a heavy, heavy heart, imagine a world without Johnny Depp and see...
I can't.
Yes, yes.
Pterodactyl screech.
Look. Let's be fair about this. There was only two ways this could go based off of the fact that we're closing out this episode talking about the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. But there's not a single fucking Amber Heard movie that I want to recollect and try to replace her in. Just none.
There's no movie that happens where I'm like, damn, if Amber Heard was in this, it would be so much better.
Right, but there's also
no one has ever said that.
There's no movie that Amber Heard has been in that I've been like, we should try to replace her, only because of the fact that I don't care about her roles enough to want to replace her. Yeah. Amber Heard's in it? Yeah. No, I'm not watching it. I didn't rent The Rum Diaries. Johnny Depp is in that. I did not rent it because she's in it.
It's the movie that got them together.
Right. Fuck that movie. Fuck that movie.
Okay.
So, that being said, it may be a disheartening project to try to imagine a world where all of Johnny Depp's prominent roles were played by other people. However,
it's better
than having to talk about Amber Heard for the next half hour.
True.
Okay.
True. I'll talk about the shit I took yesterday, then I'll talk about Amber Heard. Rather talk about that.
Well, I mean, the shit you took yesterday could be very close to talking about taking an Amber Heard.
Oddly, it looked just like her. Disgusting.
Sticky, icky, and a little weepy. Anyway.
What attempted weepiness? She can't even shed a goddamn tear.
Oh, God. I was watching,
dude,
like,
they photoshopped tears on her in the fucking news articles.
Watching her little freak out, the little 18-minute bit of testimony where she was talking about him sexually assaulting her and peeing on the lawn.
Oh, my God.
And I sat here and thought for just a minute, okay? These two people are talking about defamation. He abused me. She abused me. And I'm thinking to myself, number one, if somebody full out whipped out their dick and started pissing on your lawn right in front of you, would you not smack the shit out of him? We're not talking if it was Johnny Depp pissing on the lawn. You might watch that. But if it was just some random guy that just whipped out his dick and started pissing on your lawn, would you beat the shit out of him for being on your property, pissing on your lawn?
Well, no, I wouldn't because it's out.
Well, I mean, you might wait for him to zip up.
I don't know if this is the answer you'd want, but truthfully, I'd probably just wait till he's done and be like, you feel better? Okay, good. And go back inside.
Right. And if somebody were to, if you were to get into an argument with your significant other and they shit on your bed, I mean, if that was their response, you know, it's like, you come home one day and your significant other has shit on your side of the bed.
I would pour glitter in all of her drawers.
Right.
That's no moisturizer.
You know, we're reasonable human beings, but I've asked a couple people this, and they were, I mean... There might have been a little bit of more physicality there, just for those incidences alone. I distinctly remember pissing on this kid's lawn growing up. I don't think either of you know my buddy from growing up, but we used to drink a lot in my garage, and there's this kid that lived down the street from me that I fucking hated. And I'm not a fighter. You know I'm not a fighter. All right.
Except for that one time.
This particular kid, he was... What kind of human being tells you, I hope your mother dies of the cancer that she has? He said that once to me. I'm like, I don't know if you're trying to be a bully, but you're definitely a dick, and I'm definitely going to kick your ass. So...
I don't know if this is the result you wanted, but this is the result you're gonna get.
You took a guy that doesn't fight, and I, when I say I don't fight, I mean, you know, I'm the guy that you see in the movies that the two guys that get nose to nose, and the next thing you know, they're slap fighting in the comedy films. You know, that's me. You know, because I don't fight. But this kid, I beat the shit out of him a couple times. And I think one day I ended up wandering up to his house, and just, I'm standing beside the steps, and John is knocking on the door, and I'm just standing next to the steps peeing on the lawn. I was really drunk, though. I was really drunk. So, and not on good liquor. Like, I was drunk and cheap, so it was nasty shit.
Threaten people a lot to say, like, listen, if you don't calm down, I'm gonna piss in your Cheerios or some shit, but I'm not actually gonna piss in your Cheerios.
Have you ever heard of Aftershock or Avalanche? Have you heard of those liquors?
No. Yes,
okay. Avalanche is the equivalent of drinking liquefied, like, alcoholic I want to say Listerine. Just that as liquor. But it's thick. It's thick. It was almost slimy. It was that thick. And and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the other one, it was Aftershock. And what did I say the other one was?
Avalanche.
No, Avalanche. Sorry, my apologies. Avalanche was the Listerine tasting stuff. Aftershock was the stuff that tasted like an entire bottle of liquor-based liquefied Red Hots. It was nasty. And the whole thing was they had that weird crystals inside of the bottle. And they were cheap, though. You could buy these big things of liquor for, like, nothing. So, like I said, it was cheap, I was drinking nasty alcohol, and I was pissing on his lawn. So, and he wanted to kick the shit out of me. But he couldn't, because in spite of the fact that he had a black belt in karate,
you're not going to fight someone with their junk out.
It was painfully obvious that he paid for his belts. Like, he was in one of those karate studios that was like, give me $50, here's your next belt, you know.
Right. I feel like if two dudes are going to fight, it can be easily squashed by one of them just taking their dick out. Because exactly. No dude is going to be like, I'm going to still kick your ass.
Oh, no.
They're going to be like,
There are some dudes that are going to be like, you think your dick being out's going to keep me away from you?
Hold on, wait, let me clarify.
You don't know me very well.
Cis hetero male get into a fight. When the human embodiment of no homo gets into a fight with one of the same.
Right.
Then, yeah, all you gotta do is whip your dick out.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. Yes. I mean, they could take offense to your dick being out. Like, you're gonna whip your dick out, I'm gonna kick your ass, you know.
Yeah, but they're not going to try to kick your ass when the dick is out, because then they might touch the dick. And then
you never know. Have you seen Cops?
And the no homo that they keep preaching about.
Have you seen the TV show Cops? I mean, you never know. Some guys will get fucking fighting buck naked, you know. Buck naked and on meth. You have no idea.
Damn.
You see,
it's not just a dick, man. That's my other arm. And it be swinging.
You see these two emaciated dudes covered in lesions kicking the shit out of each other. You know that, naked or not, dick swinging or not, they're just going to kick the shit out of each other. It doesn't matter.
If they have lesions, I don't want to be fucking around touching them. Blech.
Well, at that point, if you both got lesions, I don't think that, you know, punching each other is at least your problems.
Exactly.
You know? Just saying. All right, we're going to start. We are going to start with iconic role number one, okay? Pirates of the Caribbean. Assuming that there is a universe without Johnny Depp, who do you think could have stepped into the Pirates of the Caribbean role? And there's only one person that I personally could think of. One person.
William H. Macy?
Oh my God. That's not bad.
That's not a...
Put Frank from Shameless in Johnny Depp's outfit. Tell me they're not the same.
Oh. Oh. I was going to... Oh, I hear a screaming dog.
Yep,
Owen. That's a screaming Owen. Okay. I was going to say Robert Downey Jr.
No.
Robert Downey Jr. has done a couple of really decent roles drunk. Like, he looked like an absolute lush in a couple of his roles, and I think he could pull it off.
I don't know. I just think of his, I think of when he did Dr. Doolittle. It was a swing and a miss for me. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I think in my head when I think of him going to a place like that, like a crazy, like, whoop.
I don't think it was Dr. Doolittle that was the problem, though. I think it was him trying to act against...
Do the whole movie in a Welsh accent?
Yeah, I think that he could just do drunk and be fine with it.
Hear me out.
Okay.
Hear me out, okay?
Hearing you out.
Tom Hiddleston.
Ooh, that's a good one. See, even Owen agrees. That's a good one. That right. Actually might work.
I'll tell you why it couldn't have been Tom Hiddleston, because no right person in their mind would look at Tom Hiddleston versus Orlando Bloom and be like, yeah, I'm going to go with Orlando Bloom.
Honestly.
Who would do that? Maybe if they were making a movie where after everything, Elizabeth is like, psych, bye.
Yeah, right.
You know? Sure. Let's cast him, for sure. But he's too hot. He's too hot.
What about putting... He's too hot. Benedict Cumberbatch in that role.
Nah.
No.
Nah, he ain't got a chin, man.
Huh?
He ain't got a chin, man. No, you gotta make room for the. He's got braids.
Oh, that's right.
I can imagine
right.
Tom Hiddleston with a beard now.
Me too. I can imagine.
Tom Hiddleston, an eyeliner. I think that's what you're thinking of. Are you getting that? Like, remember that movie he did with Tilda Swinton when they were vampires?
Right.
Are you getting that in your head with the eyeliner? Because, like, yes, for Tom Hiddleston, an eyeliner for sure.
Yes, absolutely.
For sure. Oh, long hair and eyeliner. Oh, but Jack Sparrow?
No.
I'd have to see it. I'd have to see it before I judge it. I have to see it before I judge it. Okay. I'll let it slide. I'll let it pass.
Do you really think Tom Hiddleston could have pulled that off?
Absolutely.
Hmm.
I think that, like, trickster-wise, like, him being a little shit, definitely. But I don't know. I haven't really seen a lot of Tom Hiddleston, like, drunk. And I think that the unbalanced, unhinged, like, I don't know. He's like, first of all, let's think about it this way. What placement is Jack Sparrow? Is he a neutral good, or is he a chaotic evil? I think he's a chaotic.
He's neutral. A chaotic, yeah.
I've got one for
you. I think he's a chaotic neutral or a chaotic good. I would say neutral. I feel neutral in my heart, only because I think most of his decisions are what's best for me.
Yeah.
Not necessarily what's good or what's bad, but what do I get out of it?
I've got one for you to consider before I tell you some of the people that were considered for the role.
So is Tom Hiddleston a chaotic neutral? I don't think so.
Cary Elwes.
Oh, I don't think so. Who?
Cary Elwes. He was the guy that played the pirate in Princess Bride.
Oh.
Yes, I'll accept it.
I think that he could have done a pretty decent job. Now, that being said, some of the people that they actually considered for the roles, I almost threw up in my mouth thinking about it. Okay.
Who?
Number one, the lead contender outside of Johnny Depp was Jim Carrey.
No.
Jim Carrey was considered for the role.
Ace Ventura.
Right.
I've got a jar of dirt. No.
Number two.
No, I can't.
Michael Keaton.
No.
Michael Keaton. He's
absolutely
old.
Oh, no. You think that's too old? Let's go to the next one in line. Christopher Walken.
No. A young Christopher Walken.
If he was, younger,
a young
yes.
Christopher Walken for sure.
That one threw me.
But Christopher Walken was... Walken? I'm sorry. After I saw him in Sleepy Hollow, Christopher Walken has creeped me the fuck out for the rest of my life. The rest of my life. I saw him... I can't even remember how old I was when I saw that movie. I think it was like... I must have been like my early teens. Early teens. But I remember seeing him and going, what the fuck? And then like every time I look at his face, that's all I see. I'm like, I can't do it.
Huge.
With the razor teeth.
And last but not least, there's two last ones. Matthew McConaughey. I couldn't have seen that, really.
I couldn't see that. Why is the rum gone? You drank it all.
All right. Damn, I was on mute. I could see it, but no.
And Hugh Jackman.
No.
Hugh Jackman, I could kind of see. But then we're having that same thing where if you look at Orlando Bloom and you look at Hugh Jackman...
Why the fuck would you choose Orlando Bloom?
Why would you choose Orlando Bloom?
Right.
Why?
Exactly.
You could have Hugh Jackman.
Right.
I mean, he's hot. He's strong. He'll sing you to sleep.
He could go with his natural born accent, and he could do the role pretty well.
He could. I think an Aussie accent would fit very well, and it would almost be even funnier.
Yes. And him acting pretty much perpetually drunk throughout the entire movie would be quite entertaining.
Yes, it would be.
So, now...
What's the next movie?
I'm going to say we're moving on to the next movie. I'm looking at, like, a list here, but... Next movie is one of his first big films, What's Eating Gilbert Grape. Who do you think could have done the What's Eating Gilbert Grape role? What do you think?
Owen!
No, Owen could not do Johnny Depp's role. I'm sorry, he's too young.
No, he couldn't.
He's way too young. And a little too furry. Huh?
River Phoenix could have done it.
River Phoenix actually could have done it. I think he would have been about the right age at that. Had he passed away at that point, though?
No.
No?
I don't think so. Well, here's the thing. I think if they did River Phoenix at the age right before he died, it would have been good. I don't know if the movie was made around that time either. I just think that he had a youthful look about him, and he could have gotten away with playing younger if he needed to. But I think River Phoenix would have been a really good option for that. That's just okay. Me. My personal opinion.
I really can't.
Because you also have to think, like, who's going to look really good with that hairstyle, too?
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves, a young Keanu Reeves.
Oh my God.
I don't think.
Yes.
Back then, though, I don't think that Keanu Reeves would have brought enough emotion to the role. I think that he was still.
If we could have Keanu Reeves with, like, another person's voice over Keanu Reeves.
Oh my God. I mean, I this
like
guy.
I agree with Chris. He does not have. I don't think he had the ability to show the emotional range at the time.
I would stick right behind you for the River Phoenix thing. I think that probably River Phoenix was destined to be a really, really good actor, and he was cut down real quick in life. One of those guys that you knew that he was destined for great things and just got taken way too soon. Way too soon. So, next movie. Crybaby.
Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, I'm going with Crybaby. We can go Edward Scissorhands.
Crybaby's
next.
All the way down at the bottom of your list over here.
Oh, okay. I'm hopping. Am I hopping around a little bit?
A little bit.
My apologies. Okay, fine. Edward Scissorhands.
Edward Scissorhands. Who would be good as Edward Scissorhands?
Michael Sarah. We're looking for somebody that can play kind of awkward, a little creepy.
Michael Cera.
Back then?
Michael Cera.
No, if they
are we talking they like remake, we did a remake?
You didn't specify that it had to be back then.
Okay.
You just said who could have done the role.
Who could have done the role. Okay.
Who could do the role of Edward Scissorhands?
Okay.
Michael Cera.
I guess, yeah.
With the stipulation that he has to have the mustache.
Oh my God, no.
No?
The mustache is the worst part of him.
Well, Michael Cera, like, Edward Scissorhands, when he's, like, really, like, quiet and awkward, tell me that's not just Michael Cera on a daily basis.
I agree. I'm going to say this just because he can play creepy really well, but I think he would have brought a much more creepy vibe to the role. Crispin Glover would have brought a much more creepy vibe to the role. Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
Crispin Glover.
He's the guy that played like the thin man in the Charlie's Angels movie. He played the dad in Back to the Future. So he both incarnations, both older and younger versions of the dad. And he was also Willard of all people, basically the Rat King. I think that
he could do that. I think that would also be a good option.
I think that would be a pretty good option.
What about you, Nico?
Anybody else?
I don't know how I feel about Crispin Glover.
Well, I think he would do...
It's one of those I hate his fucking face instances again.
I think that he just would have made it very creepy. I don't think that the logic of Winona Ryder falling in love with him would have been there at all.
No, absolutely not.
Joaquin Phoenix,
yeah.
Okay.
He's pretty stoic.
There were three people.
And he's already got the lip scar.
He has a lips. He already has a scar.
Yeah, right. There were three people in contention for that role.
Well, with Edward Scissorhands, he doesn't talk an awful lot. So you have to be able to convey emotion without that. And I just think that Joaquin Phoenix would be a good replacement.
Right. So there were three people in contention for that role outside of just Johnny Depp. And three very obvious picks. Well, two obvious picks and one not so much. Tom Cruise was in contention.
No!
Tom Cruise. He's my action man.
This was pre-crazy. Pre-crazy Tom Cruise. Robert Downey Jr. and Jim Carrey.
Yeah, I could see that.
This is back when Jim Carrey was younger. This is pre-Ace Ventura stuff.
Yeah.
So.
I could see that. I could not see.
Tom Cruise?
That first option. Absolutely not. Tom Cruise is not meant for Edward Scissorhands.
Are you sure?
No, absolutely not. Fuck that.
I think Johnny Depp was probably the best option, but if there of those three people that you just mentioned, if there had to be, like, if they had to pick someone else, I think that Robert Downey Jr. would have done a really good job.
Yeah.
Out of those three people. He's not my pick to remake it, but if it was out of those people, Robert Downey Jr. would have been like, you know, okay.
Sweet God.
If you never told me Johnny Depp auditioned for it, I'd be like, okay.
That's fair.
Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney Todd is the next one on the list.
Mm.
I'm trying to think about people that could have fit into that role, because him and Tim Burton have been synonymous with each other for such a long time. Like, he is like the go-to guy for Tim Burton movies. So I'm trying to find somebody to replace him in a Tim Burton movie, because if I'm not mistaken, even Edward Scissorhands was a Tim Burton film, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
So it's difficult to find something or someone that could have done him better than him, you know? He was the guy. He's been synonymous with Tim Burton movies for a long time. As a matter of fact, can you think of a Tim Burton movie that didn't have him involved in some way or another?
Helena Bonham Carter? No.
I mean, yeah, they were a pretty decent pairing in his movies as well. I'm going to say Sweeney Todd is probably the only one that I really couldn't have thought of somebody to...
No.
To replace.
I can't think of anybody. Honestly, I think that Sweeney Todd, I feel like...
Actually, no, there is one guy that I could think of that could replace him as Sweeney Todd. And it's just because I've seen him do some interesting stuff. Like There Will Be Blood, Gangs of New York. Daniel Day-Lewis.
I know who you're talking about.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could see him do it, but that's about it. There's not a lot of... Speaking of which, I'm going to go back to Pirates of the Caribbean for a minute. A younger Jeremy Irons.
Okay.
No, okay.
For Sweeney Todd, honestly, Gerard Butler.
Gerard Butler. Oh, no. Oh.
Gerard Butler.
Yeah. Have you fucking heard that man sing?
He would be like the Phantom 2.0.
Exactly.
Agree. What about Russell Crowe?
No.
Nah. Wait.
Gerard fucking Butler.
What about Russell Crowe? Or even Hugh Jackman, for that matter.
I don't know. It doesn't hit for me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to say he doesn't have the emotional range, because clearly he does.
Right.
But I want to say...
Does he have the vocal range, though?
Yeah, of course he does.
Does he have the angst?
Of course he has... you know he's a musician, right?
I don't know. I don't fucking listen to his shit.
But does he have the angst?
Probably exactly. Not. And well, I mean, he's
the revenge streak.
Okay, well, you've seen him in Gladiator, haven't you?
I mean, yes, I saw him in Gladiator.
Have you seen him in The Man with the Iron Fists?
Yeah, okay, yes, I have. I have seen him in Gladiator, but when I think of, like, the revenge style and the way that he portrayed that character versus when I think of Sweeney Todd, it doesn't match up. Like, it's not like similar enough that I could put him in that role.
What about Clive Owens? Clive Owens.
No. I mean, he's a good actor, but no.
No? I mean, okay. So we're going to stick with Gerard Butler?
Yes.
Okay.
I think Gerard Butler is a good option.
Gerard Butler it is. Moving on. The Lone Ranger. Probably and one of the
Indian,
worst... I'm sorry.
Any Native American person that walks the planet...
Having him...
Any indigenous person that is alive on the earth at the time that they made that movie would have been a better option than Johnny Depp.
Lou Diamond Phillips.
And I apologize because I love him and I understand you gotta get paid, sir, and you are entitled to take whatever movie you would like. However, if we're talking about who could replace him, any indigenous person, anyone, you could take your pick. There are tons. Not as good as it used to be, obviously, but there are. So,
by far the worst casting of Tonto ever. Not Tonto.
Anytime Hollywood has a POC character, they're like, cast a white person.
Yeah, exactly.
Know what this needs? More mayonnaise.
What's this? what was the guy's name? I can't remember. Was it Tonto?
I think it's Tonto. Yeah.
Tonto. Okay.
Fucking hell.
That was a horrible casting. So pick an actual actor, because my first thought was like Lou Diamond Phillips could have done that role pretty well.
Any indigenous person.
Honestly, just any anyone. Indigenous fucking person.
Any indigenous person. Anyone. Any indigenous person.
Like one of them. Any indigenous anyone. Person.
And don't even get me started on when they tried to make a live-action Peter Pan, and they made Tiger Lily white. Any indigenous
person. Oh my god.
Person, any one of them. Anyone? You could have gender bent it, and I would have been fine with it. Anyone. Okay. Any one of them. Nope.
I don't know if you want to consider anybody else for the lead role, the Hunter S. Thompson role in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Here's a little snip that you might find interesting. During the original casting, before initial development of that particular movie, the people that were originally considered... when they were originally trying to develop the Fear and Loathing movie. Mind you, this tells you how long ago they were trying to develop this, okay? They originally wanted Jack Nicholson and Marlon Brando to play the yes, the Johnny Depp and Benicio Del Toro roles, okay? The next set of people in line for the roles when they decided against that... were Dan Aykroyd and Jim Belushi before Jim Belushi died.
Oh my fucking god!
Jim Belushi, are you kidding me?
Well, think about that for a minute. That tells you how long that movie had been in pre-development before Johnny Depp and Benicio Del Toro stepped into those roles.
I want you to just imagine your life with the knowledge that Dan Aykroyd... and Jim Belushi were the stars of that movie. Just imagine your life that happened. Imagine what kind of life you'd be living.
Don't get me wrong. I can see it because you know that Bill Murray actually played the Hunter S. Thompson role in Where the Buffalo Roam. You know, he did essentially what Johnny Depp did in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. So he's played that character before.
I feel like Jim Carrey would do a really good job in Johnny Depp's position in that film.
Oh god.
That I don't know that Jim Carrey has ever done anything that made me believe that he could do a believable alcoholic.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that. Because you're talking about a character that's entire life is drug fueled and alcohol fueled. You have to have a character that can embody that. And there's very few actors that do that really, really well.
I've never got the impression during any of Jim Carrey's movies that he was giving any type of alcoholic type of acting.
Right.
Like, I feel like if you had
possibly
said,
crack,
he was on some
you know,
sort
but,
of drug,
you know, yeah, little cocaine sure. maybe, but not.
Is he mentally unstable in any of these movies? Oh, for sure.
Right.
If you had said like, oh yeah, and he's got like, you know, split personality disorder, like there's 27 people living in that mind, I'd be like, yeah.
I could have possibly seen a young Brad Pitt do that role that Johnny Depp did.
Yeah.
Because he's played some roles. He kind of talks like he might be on something. He does. So I could kind of see him slip into that. Give him a few drinks, and I think he could have probably done that role pretty well. Especially after watching Fight Club.
I love that movie.
I could possibly see a young Hugh Jackman do that as well. You know, the alcohol-fueled thing.
Fucking Brad Pitt and Snatch.
Brad, right? Exactly. See? You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
But yeah, no, there's not a lot of people that could have brought that level of intoxication that Johnny Depp brought to that role. He was fantastic in that movie.
Yeah.
He really was. And made it quite as humorous, because you have to also have the humor behind it, too. The ability to deliver those kind of swarmy, fast-paced lines. Because the entire movie played like beatnik poetry in film form. Okay, moving on to the next film, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
John Mulaney.
Oh my god, yes.
Moving John on to Mulaney. The next movie.
Fucking yes.
Moving on to the next
there
movie.
Is no other,
just
there
leave.
Is no other conversation to be had.
You're no other conversation. No, it's John Mulaney. Can I, hands down.
Can I go back to Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas for a minute? We're not going anywhere else with the John Mulaney thing. We're going to leave him right there. Leave him right there. Okay. Has anybody ever heard of a comedian called Mitch Hedberg?
No.
Mitch Hedberg. Look him up. when you get a chance, listen to a little bit of his comedy. Before he passed away, he definitely could have done Johnny Depp's role in that movie. Just listen to him. You'll understand what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Moving on.
No, I think I know who you're talking about.
Ed Wood. Who could play...
I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch Ed Wood?
Nope.
Okay. Well, then, you know what? Considering the fact that I can't get any input from you guys, and you can't be like, yeah, that would do good, because I've never seen it. Okay, let's move on.
I didn't watch Benny and June either.
Let's replace Ed Wood with Rango. Who could have done Rango? Voice acting. It's all voice acting. So who could have brought
What's
that role
name?
To life?
Alan
Tudyk.
Oh, yeah!
Yes, I could see that. The guy that's in... Is it Resident Alien? Is that what it's called now?
Yeah, Resident Alien. He's
right.
funny. He could do it.
He was also in Firefly, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes, I could see that. I could definitely see that. Nathan Fillion.
Like there's a lot of options for Rango.
Nathan Fillion, for that matter.
Yeah.
Nathan Fillion!
Right.
Yeah!
I could see that.
Nathan Fillion.
I don't have...
He could do Rango.
Yes, I definitely think he could do Rango. I don't think he would have any problem with that at all.
Yeah, I think that's a good option, too.
There's not a lot of people... I mean, there's plenty of people that could step into a Rango kind of role. There's not a lot of people you could eliminate for that, just because it's a voice acting role. So, you know, there's a lot of people you can get to... Hugh Jackman, yes, definitely. I'm not ignoring you. I am just talking senselessly for no reason. Just... Ignore me and continue to move on to the next movie.
Hang on. What's his fucking name?
I don't know. It's in your head, not mine.
I know his name. It's fucking
I don't know that actor. Hang Who's on. Fucking ah? Fucking ah.
I know his fucking name. Don't tell me. It's fucking Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis. Oh, Bruce Willis. Has
yes.
he done any real voiceover acting? Like Bruce Willis, has he done voiceover?
Yeah, he was the raccoon in fucking Over the Hedge.
That's right. Yes, that's right. Oh, I think, yeah, he could probably do that.
Bro, I saw Over the Hedge at Chunky's. I went to the movies for that.
Yep,
I paid money
me
to
too.
See that. I
oh,
didn't
he
even
lost...
wait for it to come out on demand. I wanted money to be spent so I could see that. I wanted to eat my chicken tendies while I watched Over the Hedge. And I did.
Okay. We're coming down to a bit of a time limit issue here, so I'm going to go ahead. We're going to blaze through the last, we'll say the last two movies here. Alice in Wonderland and Crybaby. Alice in Wonderland, is there anybody you think that could have done the Mad Hatter quite as well as Johnny Depp?
Jim Carrey.
See, that is one of the few roles I could picture him doing, really.
I feel like, but that's an easy answer, is Jim Carrey. Because
okay.
he's done kooky roles like that.
Yeah.
Nope. Anything else?
What's the name of the guy who plays Schmidt on New Girl?
Oh my god!
Oh.
I can do that. But I want it be the Mad Hatter, yet much more flamboyant.
Absolutely.
Much more flamboyant. But
okay.
I would subscribe to that.
Yeah.
I think his name is Matt. I don't remember what his last name is.
Oh, I can't remember his last name for the life of me either. I'm trying to think of other actors.
Max Greenfield.
Max Greenfield. Yes.
Max Greenfield.
I'm trying to think. There's not a lot of people that I think that could do that manic Mad Hatter energy quite as well as Johnny Depp. Or really, like you were saying, Jim Carrey.
I'm honestly set
on
Max
one.
Greenfield.
Bill Hader.
Oh.
Bill Hader.
Bill Hader!
Could really do
Hader.
That role.
Funny. He's hilarious.
Hells yeah.
Bill Hader.
There is one other
Bill
guy.
Hader could also do. I will also throw his name into Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Has anybody seen Mad Television at all? Has anybody seen Mad TV? Yes.
I've seen Mad TV.
TV. Christopher McDonald from Mad TV. Look what I can do. You know? Come on.
Yeah.
He could have done. He could
I
do.
I mean, I guess.
He doesn't get a lot of.
I like Bill Hader, though.
I like Bill Hader. Far better than Christopher McDonald, but I'm just
yeah.
If you want to get an actor that hasn't been doing stuff and you don't have to pay too much to do the role just to save a little money, Bill Hader, you might have to pay a little more because he is
worth
people
it.
Love him. He's worth
SNL,
you know,
because he is SNL.
Okay, last role that we're gonna go ahead and do here. We're gonna do Crybaby from the movie, of course. Yeah, Crybaby. And this is, you're going to find this, you're going to find this funny, because the three actors, the four actors that were actually considered for the crybaby role, it seems like they John always, Travolta. They always have these three guys going, John, oh my God, no. Before we decide.
I mean, I see it.
Come on, he could just reuse his Grease shit, right?
Exactly.
I mean, maybe.
He could just reuse the costume.
Back when he was in Grease, yeah.
Cost efficiency.
Right?
Saving the planet.
Crybaby, the sequel to Grease. There you go. That's the lost sequel to Grease. You know?
There is a sequel to Grease. Yes. It'll be like Grease 1.5.
Who's to say there was a third one? Who knows? The people that were originally considered for the role of Crybaby, it seems to be the same people that are always considered for Johnny Depp's roles. Tom Cruise, Robert Downey Jr., Jim Carrey. Yeah. They were all considered. Well, you also have to look at what they looked like back when Johnny Depp was that young.
I could see a young, devilishly handsome Robert Downey Jr. as Crybaby.
Right.
I could also see a young, devilishly handsome Christian Slater. No. What is his name? He plays Jughead's dad in Riverdale.
Skeet Ulrich!
Luke Perry.
Who?
Skeet Ulrich!
No, Skeet Ulrich.
Skeet. Skeet.
I'm sorry. I was thinking Luke Perry, Archie's dad.
I'm done. Nope. We're hands down. It's Skeet Ulrich. That's it.
Skeet.
What about Jason Priestley?
Nope. Skeet.
No?
Skeet Ulrich.
I don't think Skeet Ulrich was. I don't think Skeet Ulrich was the right age back then, though.
Doesn't matter.
We're also taking it out of time too. Like, we don't have Johnny Depp, so these movies didn't get made the time they were supposed to. So
Skeet Ulrich
decided not to do Scream so that he could go do this movie, Crybaby, and it's, you know, fantastic film. Amy Locaine is definitely not going to be the lead female actress if you're taking it that far out of the that time period. Because that was like 1990.
Yeah.
So, and that was like one of the first legitimate movies that Tracy Lords did directly out of her porn career. So, well, Iggy Pop, not Iggy Pop, Jesus Christ. By the way, and I'm going to say this because I want to apologize, the other night I was talking to Miss B, and I mistook Iggy Pop, who was the redneck dad in this movie, for Ted Nugent. I mistook Iggy Pop for fucking Ted Nugent, and we were talking, and I sat there, and I was convicted too. I was like really convicted that that was Ted Nugent, and it's not fucking Ted Nugent.
How'd I feel to be wrong?
It seems to happen frequently. It really does. So, it happens a lot. And this was like, this was pre talk show Ricky Lake. Mm-hmm. Pricky Lake, yes.
Woo! Pricky Lake.
Yes, Pricky Lake. But John Waters was notorious for doing like really raunchy films. You know, he worked with Divine a lot. He did the original Hairspray film, also starring Ricky Lake. Who seemed to be in a couple of his movies. So, I don't think any of the people that were originally slated, whether you're talking Brad Pitt, Robert Downey Jr., Tom Cruise, or what's his name there? Jim Carrey, could have brought the energy that Johnny Depp did to it.
Yeah.
I think Johnny Depp
is irreplaceable.
Facts.
I think Jim Carrey would have gone too manic with the role. I think that Robert Downey Jr. would have taken the role too seriously, and I think that Tom Cruise would have been too much about spotlight needs to be on me, we can't spread it out to the other characters.
I think Johnny Depp is a humble actor. I think he's always been humble, and he's always been gracious about any roles that he accepts. I think that he's wonderful, and I'm honestly just a very happy person that in my lifetime I get to experience Johnny Depp in his prime.
He's the kind of actor that sort of elevates the other people that he's with. So not only is he a good actor, But even if you're like a mediocre actor, just by acting alongside of him, your performance is completely elevated. It's like he brings out the best in the people that he works with.
Imagine like just being a new actor too and getting to work on a movie with Johnny Depp and getting all the knowledge.
Orlando Bloom.
That he like, has. Like.
He worked side by side with him for how long? Keira Knightley? Was it Keira Knightley? Am I right? Is that the right?
Keira Knightley.
Both of them benefited from being around him for as long as they did. They worked for years with him.
Yep. He's a franchise maker. That's what he does.
So,
you know,
that being said, I'm not even going to take any time making my way out. Yeah, I'm just going to say I'm not going to spend any more of the podcast. We were going to go into talking about the trial, but you know what? Fuck the goddamn trial. Fuck seriously. The trial.
She doesn't deserve to get more clout.
No.
She's a liar. He's innocent. Let's stop wasting taxpayer dollars.
And I personally don't think either of them are innocent, but at least Johnny Depp is being honest about what he's doing, and I think she is outright fucking just dishonest. A dishonest human being. Also, side note,
Johnny Depp, if you ever hear this, you're welcome to use my throat for whatever purposes you choose and seem, to be good. Just letting you know. Just throwing it out there.
I mean, just think of it this way. For the past 2 hours, Johnny Depp's been in all of our throats. I mean, it's...
I mean,
yeah. Giggity.
Giggity.
Giggity. Showed it to her and she was like, yeah. And we just looked at each other like,
I'm gonna be honest.
Bitch, you had such a good life. You had such a good life. How does it feel to live my dream and fuck it up?
I think I definitely would have to have a few drinks. I'm just saying.
Maybe just a little bit.
just a few.
You know what? For the confidence, maybe. Maybe like to give myself some confidence.
I'm just saying.
But other than that, like, not to convince myself. At all.
For me personally, that's a few drinks and a life choice, you know?
Few drinks and a life choice.
Right, right. You know, it's he looks at me and he says, I got other uses for that throat. I'm going to be like, and where's the rum? Nico? Hello? Rum?
Like, I got it. Johnny, let's go.
You gotta ask Candace if it's okay for the hall pass to be used on Johnny Depp. Right. Is he an acceptable hall pass?
I think,
I have to confirm with you first, or if he's there, can I just...
I think with Candy, that's a fair use hall pass. Like, okay, but I get to use it too.
Yeah, right? I know, she's like me first, actually. Excuse you, push you aside.
I'll watch and then take the sloppy seconds. How you doing? There you go. You know, that's...
How you doing?
How you doing?
Oh my god.